The importance of design families is historical, not merely modern. The search for clear pitch, usable tuning, and stable response did not begin with present-day manufacturers. Byzantine and early 20th century timpani builders and inventors were already working on the same basic problem: how to change tension, keep the head seated, preserve a workable circular system, and allow the drum to produce a stable principal tone. Those historical names matter, but they do not all need to be spoken here. The important point is that the timpani problem has long been mechanical as well as acoustic. The older sources do not usually use the modern acoustical language of modal symmetry. That is our analytical bridge. Modern drumhead research shows why the older mechanical concerns matter. Non-uniform rim tension and perturbations of circular symmetry can split paired membrane modes and make the pitch center harder to hear. Historically respected instruments should therefore be understood as different practical attempts to preserve the conditions under which the preferred timpani modes can speak clearly. The Dresden tradition is a major example. Historical Dresden drums should not be treated as magical objects, and the word Dresden does not guarantee a particular tone. Rather, a name design lineage can embody a set of mechanical and acoustical priorities: bowl construction, frame layout, tuning action, counter hoop, geometry, head seating, and the player's relationship to the instrument. The Berlin lineage shows a related kind of refinement. Its importance lies in the way builders refine pedal geometry, fine-tuner placement, frame construction, bowl construction, and mechanical precision. These are design lineage claims, not proof of tonal superiority. Still, they support the central argument. The mechanism is part of how a timpano arrives at, holds, and releases pitch. Modern reproductions also show that legacy designs remain active rather than merely archival. Builders continue to revisit older solutions while modifying details such as ratchet teeth, fine tuner transfer, suspension rings, counter hoops, and bowl lip precision. Such sources do not prove that a modern reproduction duplicates historical sound exactly. They show that older design solutions remain musically and mechanically significant. North American performer-maker traditions tell the same story from a different direction. Influential timpanists, teachers, and instrument makers treated mechanism, head behavior, and musical response as interdependent. These examples should not be collapsed into unsupported brand sound claims. They show that performers and builders alike understood timpani sound as the result of a complete mechanical and acoustical system.